Straight from the Brooklyn streets where they can see me at. Where it's never easy at, that's the borough we be at. Real hitters keep the strap for any type of beef or spat. Make your head tilt back like Ed Obese hat. That's where we gon' leave you at and make them take a leaky nap. Anytime that we attack, you don't want a piece of that. That thug mentality can be an aphrodisiac. But you're doing too much, homie, please relax. Don't make this animal damage you and I will banish you. Handle you flammable like a match. I do a candle, do a words, I'll be your man if you and if you plan to do any anamical acting new against the intangible. You must be sniffing out vinyl. Realize I'm a G, you just Sajo. Realize that's Mike, but not Dino. Simone, yeah, not Wino. Straight from the Brooklyn streets. Realize I'm a G.
I rip the microphone and leave it scarred. Tira la mano to the air, que the flow si stick, tengo una paella. Si tú tiras reggaeton, popcorn, polco, melón, con este juntecito te estrella. Sacaste colmillo, te puse una mella. Rango bajito, no me puedo hacer querella. Si no puede con esa camella, pasa la botella. Casi mareadito, mi pick up te atropella. Tú con letra mística, yo con la analítica. Vamos a los hogares a checar las estadísticas. A ver lo que deja tu sexología rítmica. Y vamos a ver si aguanta la ráfaga de ponche. Mi crítica y boom, además dime quién eres tú. Ronca de vereta y no le metes ni al Kung Fu. Truco tú, hace truco, hace mucho chanchu. Tú le metes lo oscuro y yo reparto la luz. Sin usar la vacunita de Maguire. Te tiro curva y no la ven ni los umpires. Flechas con fire, que te queme el casino. Te calma ni tomando medio pote de las Bayer. Lean back como mato en el track. De la mata soy el matatán, matatrack. Matadores de la new, me los como de snack. A los Tupac, mato liga desde way back. Maté la calle antes que en la calle se fumara crack. Matadero en mi área cuando tiro boom back. Mato en tarima y brincan como maniac. Mato más ofensiva que un tapón del chat. Mato con filosofía del bici. Take it easy, que tú tiras más suave que una misi. Te paseo y queda bien DC. Con el verdadero Big Daddy estamos aquí bien busy.
Yo soy el
matatán, matatrack. Matadero en mi área cuando tiro boom back.
Soy
el matatán, matatrack. Matadero en mi área cuando tiro boom back.
Soy
el matatán, matatrack. Matadero en mi área cuando tiro boom back.
This is 88.5 FM KCSN HD3, Northridge, Los Angeles, and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo, streaming on the web at latinalt.org, a service of California State University, Northridge.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Latinal 88.5 HD3's Support Your Local Scene. I'm your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they're all about. This week is a very special episode because it is our first crossover. We have fan favorites Triangle Fire and Church Burglars here with us today. How are you feeling today, gents?
Good, yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah. There's still time, but good so far, so good.
Good until bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to kick it off by making sure we cover our bases with first-time listeners. So I'll have you reintroduce yourselves. And your bands, don't forget to name drop all of your bandmates. We want to give them shout outs as well. And how you describe your sound.
I guess, I'll go first. My name's Mike. I'm with the Church Burglars. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Chris, Bobby, Connor. I say our sound is like if Guns N' Roses wrote Dark Side of the Moon. But we're working on new stuff now, which is different than that, but still cool. So,
how would you describe the different?
I guess there's a bit more of like a Beatles element to it now. I guess because I'm better at playing guitar than when I made the first album, so it just sounds cooler, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's a bit less like just loud power chords and more actual guitar playing happening.
All right, let's hear from Triangle Fire.
I'm Rob. I'm the delegate from the Triangle Fire, and I'm here representing my boys, main man Ian, the hammer himself, Salvador the Second, and Mr. Emilio Moyao, who's the only one who gets a complete name in this introduction.
Why does he deserve a complete name over the others?
Because he's just got a really cool name. I don't know any other Moyaos. I'm like, dang, it's a cool name. It's a powerful name. So much power.
Yeah.
In the name. Triangle Fire. I mean, what do? It's like there's a lot of it's like indie soft rock, I would say, in like a broad term. But I like to say that we emphasize a lot of like vocal harmonies and a lot of. I feel like that's probably the main thing, and there's definitely a lot of a retro-ish kind of vibe, but then the rest is, you know, that's for you to figure out.
Well, we've started off with your track 1911, and that one is kind of the namesake of your band name. It is the Triangle Shirt Factory Fire.
Yes, I remember it well. I watched a documentary in high school. It was called The Triangle Fire, about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory caught on fire, and the exits were sealed because the owners did not want the employees leaving. So the women were trapped on one of the middle floors, and it was like two floors of women that perished. It's very one of the most like horrible instances of like
where
disaster.
Was that?
New York. Big Flatiron in New York City.
Whoa.
Oh, you haven't heard of that?
I haven't heard of this at all. No. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
I have not heard of this at all.
It happened in 1911, and that was kind of the, you know, the namesake of the song. But also, what the heck is the song about? The song kind of has the song is like a little bit of whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like, we can go and grab the owners and drag them into the dirt, but we can't stop what happened.
So tell us a little bit about the Church Burglars band name. Where does that come from?
Well, so it's not as like historically kind of cool as,
but it's still a fun name.
But so Church Burglars is based on a true story. When I was in high school, my regular gig was playing drums at my church. I started as a drummer, and when I started playing with some guys, we needed gear for our rehearsal space because I was just hauling my drums back and forth from my house like every night, and I was like, this sucks. So I asked the music director, like, could I borrow a drum set? Because the church would do like musicals and stuff, so the youth would do like a Jesus Christ Superstar or Godspell or any of those. And so they had like a whole, like, because this was a touring troupe that the church would do. Mm-hmm. So they had like an entire touring rig of stuff. And so I was like, could I borrow a drum set? Could I borrow like a PA, mics, cables, all that stuff? She's like, sure. Whatever you take, just write it down. And whenever we need it back, we'll ask for it. But they never asked for it back. So church borrowers didn't sound very rock and roll. So church burglars it is.
Church burglars yeah. It is. All right. Well, thank you for those introductions, guys. So we're going to take a quick little music break here. This next one is a church burglars track. This one is called Distant Memory. Enjoy, my friends. You are supporting your local scene.
Flame, I can't. without borders. This is the Latin Alternative. LatinAlt.org.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on The Latin Alternative, and that was Free Parking by Triangle Fire, and we have Triangle Fire and the Church Burglars in studio with us this evening. So next thing I want to talk with you guys about is your respective creative processes. I want to see the difference in how a Triangle Fire song is made versus a Church Burglars song. So we'll start with you, Roberto.
Okay. Well, it starts when I can't sleep so good. So I get really upset, and I try to go back to sleep, but I can't do it. And then I'll get I'll start getting pestered by like a melody or like a drum line. My brain just decides right at 3 a.m. or so is a great idea to come up with something. So then I'll go to like the kitchen, I'll like sit on the floor, and then I'll just bash the thing until the idea actually exists. And that's most of how it'll happen. And then at some point a band comes and saves me from putting out whatever the song is at that point. They bail me out is what they do. but of course it's like with a Triangle Fire song, I mean, there's typically going to be a lot of synthesizers as well. Mm-hmm. That's a big Ian thing. He is our main engineer, producer, sound designer, wizard man. We have a wizard. That's how we get a, like, I do what I just described, and then we have a wizard, and then, you add that together.
It just takes a little bit of magic. What about for Church Burglars?
We don't have a wizard, but we have a shaman. So I'll send him a messenger pigeon, and then he'll usually send back a completed song.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually how it works. No, I don't know. I usually write a whole song on one instrument, whether it's guitar or piano, mm-hmm, or something. Because I like having a song, not just like a bunch of like junk you put together and call a song. So if I can't play it all the way through on one instrument, I don't really call it finished.
Yeah, you need the bare bones first.
And then from there, I'll kind of like structure it in my head. So I'll write like the beginning all the way up through the first chorus. And then I'll just copy and paste that, maybe tweak it if it's like half as long of a verse or the chorus is twice as long or whatever, just to get a structure of it down. If I want a bridge, I'll write a bridge. I like bridge in songs.
You do seem to like bridges. You have a lot of them. Yeah. At least you in have the a lot new too. Stuff that I've heard.
Yeah. Love a bridge.
Yeah.
Love a good bridge.
It's really...
This is a pro bridge room right here.
Yeah. But so that way I can structure the song, and then I'll usually go back and mm-hmm. write the second verse or whatever. But I usually try to not write stuff down right away. Like, I let something kind of brew, and if I remember it long enough, then that means it's probably good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So how much does collaboration impact a Triangle Fire song? Because I know you've mentioned your... wizard Ian.
He's a wizard.
Yeah.
Certified.
Certified and practicing.
That's right.
What about your other bandmates? How do their suggestions or influences come into play in how your songs are written?
I will say there's more of the time recently, especially for the last handful of years or so, I now hear Sal's drumming in my sleep. Don't
interesting.
Tell him. It's going to go to his head, so don't tell him that. But I basically, I just...
Sal, if you're listening.
No, I hear Salvador's drumming in my head, and I think, okay, well, let me try and, like, if I'm going to write an idea, it's not always starting from a melody, but sometimes it starts with a kuk or whatever it's going to mm-hmm. be. And then I'll try and come up with basically ad-libs or melodies on top of that. And
do you put on, like, a drum machine kind of metronome and do that?
Oh, no, I do it the old-fashioned way. Yeah. I just hallucinate the sounds in my head. And it's like, okay, do-do-dee-do. And I'll do, like, a shitty, like, a little voice memo. Like, I prefer it to be, like, almost, like, stay as ethereal as it can. And then at some point, occasionally, like, I'll track with, like, Ableton or something. I personally use Ableton, but the group is using, like, Pro Tools.
Yeah.
Mm. So sometimes I'll have an entire... I'll have gone through that whole process for an entire demo and bring it over. And then when Sal actually starts playing drums on it, then it's like, that's exactly what I had in my mind. And that's like a little bit of a, I guess, forecasting how they play and how they perceive it, at least when I'm writing.
Yeah. And from what I've observed of Church Burglars rehearsals and stuff, and also your shows, there's definitely that same kind of give and take with you and your bandmates. Particularly with Chris, the drummer, I've noticed. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Chris. Chris does a fantastic job. Like I recorded the first album on my own, so I did all the drums and everything. And now, just for fun, I'll go back and try and play it, and I'm winded like halfway through one song. So the fact that he plays for a whole show, I'm like, props to this
guy. Hats off to him. Yeah. But I do notice a special collaboration with him, just because I think you both speak that common language of drummer.
Yeah, and what I like about him is he's not like a big like flashy chops guy either. Like I can never play all
he's confident in his ability.
I can never like play all of the fancy drum chop stuff. And so we're both looking at it from a song perspective, like what does the song actually need.
And it's
just kind of trial and error a lot of the times.
But honestly, it's always a really cool finished project to see in show, but also in the rehearsal studio, in sitting in for recording as well, was really cool to watch. Because I know for some of this newer stuff, a little teaser for you lovely people out there, there's some really difficult drum parts on the new record. Really, really hard stuff, but he takes it like a champ. So once again, shout out to Chris D. So, friends, we're going to get into the next song. This is Two Roads from The Church Burglars. We'll be back. You're supporting your local scene.
música y las naciones se reúnen
en LatinAlt.org.
Tenemos música en español y en inglés. This is Latin Alt HD3. No borders at LatinAlt.
Support comes from South Coast Botanic Gardens Dogtoberfest. Every Saturday and Sunday this October, South Coast Botanic Garden opens to dogs and their humans who can sip beer samples along the pub crawl and taste Bavarian treats with charcuterie boxes for furry friends. It's a beer festival meets dog parade with a doggy marketplace, a dance party, an obstacle course, and more. The event has timed entry and advance tickets are required. More information at southcoastbotanicgarden.org.
Support for LatinAlt HD3 is provided in part by Cipota Coffee, a Los Angeles-based coffee brand offering single-origin Arabica coffees in whole bean 12-ounce bags. Cipota Coffee sources all its specialty coffee beans from El Salvador and roasts them locally. More information can be found at cipotacoffee.com. That's CIPOTA coffee.com.
Support comes from the Hollywood Pantages Theater, presenting Kimberly Akimbo, the winner of 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. And now it's coming to Los Angeles. It's a story about growing up and growing old in no particular order. The New York Times calls it profoundly funny and deeply moving. The Washington Post says, I loved it from the first note to the last. Kimberly Akimbo at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, October 15th through November 3rd. More info is at BroadwayInHollywood.com.
Genre-bending band Y La Bamba takes the Paramount stage with Kiltro on Saturday, October 26th. With support from the Paramount, LatinAlt HD3 has your chance to win tickets to the show. Find information on how to enter the giveaway on our Instagram. Find us with the handle at LatinAlt Radio. No purchase is necessary. Additional entries can be found on our Win Tickets page on our website. Enter to win tickets for Y La Bamba and Kiltro, the Paramount, Saturday, October 26th.
Support comes from the Wells Fargo Foundation and the David Nazarian College of Business and Economics at California State University, Northridge, offering small business consulting services for the San Fernando Valley and surrounding areas. Nazarian MBA Consulting helps solve business challenges. Does your small business need help? More information is at csun.edu/Nazarian Consult.
It's Car-tober, Car Donation Month, when every car drives change. By donating your unused vehicle in support of the SoCal Sound, you're helping ensure the music you love is always on. Pickup is free, and your gift is tax-deductible. Join Leah Kertschrill, Kristen Olson, Scott Porter, and Mark Spire with your vehicle donation today. We make it super easy. Schedule your pickup at thesocalsound.org/support on the homepage.
Standing at the gates of hell again.
I'm feeling fine.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on The Latin Alternative. That was Today by The Church Burglars. And we have The Church Burglars and Triangle Fire in studio with us this evening. And I see that you both have brought your guitars with you.
Yeah.
So are you going to sing a little song for us? Do a little playing, a little ditty?
Yeah. We were going to give Free Parking a go.
Free Parking.
Because yeah. I do like the song.
It's a certified banger, honestly.
It's a banger.
Well, thank you.
My only complaint is that it's like halfway through the album. Like, that should be like track number one.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we didn't think it through very well. but I just had to pay for parking. So, yeah, it's definitely on my mind right now.
Ah.
I think it's pretty it's pretty topical, you know.
Yeah.
Do
you want to kick it off? I'll hop in.
Sure. I'll do the... There's a little motif. Here it goes. Here she goes. Tell me what I know you want. See, it's easy, it's healthy, so pretty, it's so ugly, but you want it, you crave it. You stay up all night dreaming about it. Free parking for everyone, child. For 1,000 miles, I said free parking for everyone, girl, and a much better world than it'd be for you and me. Here comes the bridge. Hey, I'm not a violent man. I'll give a rose to anyone in the stands. I'll tell ya, I'm working hard as I can just to feel like I am. Am I free? Oh yeah. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Comes in the chorus, stop, time goes. Free parking for everyone, child. For 1,000 miles. Yeah, yeah, free parking for everyone, girl. And a much better world it'd be for you and...
You want to take a little solo? Cool. I like that.
I loved that. Yeah. Oh, thank you both so much.
Do we rock or do we rock?
I think we rock.
Certified.
Certified and practicing rock and rollers. Thank you so much for that. All right. Now, this next song is called Make Me Make You by Triangle Fire. Some more Triangle Fire for you. You are supporting your local scene.
Thank you.
Hey there, friends. You're supporting your local scene. We are back with Church Burglars and Triangle Fire, and you're going to play another little ditty for us. What's this one called?
Yeah, so, sorry, I got to squat to reach the mic. This one is one that is not released yet. It is called Invisible Man. It's a new song coming out very, very soon. I don't have an exact date when, but very, very soon it's coming out.
Ooh, an exclusive live sesh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it, guys.
There is an invisible man. He's riding toward the sun with the Bible his hand and one bullet in his gun. Travels across the land on a horse that does not run. In time
beautiful. Ah,
yeah,
gorgeous. That was Invisible Man.
Invisible Man, yeah, brand new one.
The Church Burglars.
Can't listen to it anywhere yet except right here. So yeah, those tuning in, you got something special.
All right, so we are approaching the end of the show, so now is your opportunity to plug the socials. So where can the people find Triangle Fire?
Well, We are more of an idea. We're all around you at all times. And all you need to do is reach out and grab us at on Spotify and Instagram at triangle.fire. And we are also playing a really cool show on October 27th at Club TG. That is October 27th at Club TG. Triangle Fire.
Don't miss it. Mark your calendars. That's October 27th. What time do you go on?
That night. Music starts at 8. Music starts at 8. We are definitely playing that night. And music starts at 8.
All right. Perfect. And where can the people find Church Burglars?
Anywhere. We'll be usually at Church Burglars, sometimes at Church Burglars _ the band if we get flagged for hate speech. I think I said last time I was on here, chess.com and Discord, we are Church Burglars _ the band. Because yeah, sometimes we get marked for hate speech, which,
yeah,
you know, I get it, but you know,
yeah,
it's kind of lame.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming on to the show today. I so appreciate the live sessions and everything too. Ugh. It's so rewarding to get those experiences like that.
We love to party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, concluding thoughts, do you have any last questions for each other, starting with you, Roberto?
Well, I can tell that you're a connoisseur of fine music.
Oh, thank you.
And fine pens.
Thank you. Yeah.
We share a love for pens that
we
work.
Did. We had a whole pen conversation off air.
What will it take, though? I don't know. This is like a more like a daring kind of. What do you feel would it take for you to forgo the pen?
To forgo the pen?
What could steal your heart from the pen?
Well, I've tried. Because we were talking about songwriting, and I've tried writing aside from just pen and paper, but it doesn't quite work, for me at least. Because I scribble stuff out, and I draw all kinds of arrows, because sometimes I want the verse to go here, or I'll like flip verses. So I guess maybe it would have to be like an iPad or something where I could just do all of that, you know.
But, all in one.
But I don't know how iPads work, because I'm a boomer at heart. So
I'm right there with you. How do you turn the damn thing on?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And any questions for Roberto from you, Michael?
If you could meet any musician, if you could have dinner with any musician, alive or dead, who would it be?
I'd wanna have a chill dinner with Jim Croce, man.
Oh yeah? He's from my hometown, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's like, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I can't make this joke. No, I'm not gonna talk about it, but it's just like one of my all time favorite songwriters, and
yeah.
One of the only reasons I actually kept playing guitar and didn't just like bail and try and do something else. But
that's awesome, man.
And I'm sure we'd have like Italian food or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something, you know, not too fancy.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good answer, though. Most people are like, Jimi Hendrix.
I mean,
which are all good answers, yes, but like, that's a real, like, specific answer. It's not just like name the first musician that comes to your head because you're put on the spot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, you know, the only musicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
And final question is, do either of you have a question for me?
What was your favorite part of having us on here?
My favorite part was, honestly, the off-air conversation. Like,
oh, yeah.
What I'm really about with the crossover episodes, because this will be a recurring kind of episode, friends, is how friendly you two are. Like, this is the first time you've ever met, and you just kick it, and it's a vibe.
We are kicking it with Carissa, so.
Hey! All right. Well, thank you both for coming on to the show tonight. I'm so happy that you were here and that you played some songs for me and the lovely people listening. So, friends, it is now time for us to end off the night. Thank you for listening. Your support of supporting your local scene by listening to this show means the world to me as your host and to these musicians that I'm showcasing. So don't forget to follow them on their socials and to go to shows. All right, my friends, you've supported your local scene. Good night.